Buell may be fictional, but Braddock, Pennsylvania is real. Braddock's as rusty as any place where industry came and went in western Pennsylvania, a once booming steel town founded by Andrew Carnegie. In the 1920s, it had the density of Brooklyn. Then the steel mills began to die, and Braddock began to die too. 90% of its residents abandoned the town. It's been a distressed municipality since the Reagan administration. But what Braddock has that Buell doesn't is a whole new vibe, and it's coming from Mayor John Fetterman. He's a massive 6'8", bald with a goatee. He has the Braddock zip code tattooed on his arm. Fetterman's been mayor for 4 years now, and I asked him about the Braddock of yore.
You hear stories from the old timers how, like on Saturday night, you'd put on your best attire and go out in the evening, and the sidewalks were jammed. You could just barely walk. It was so packed, and storefronts were coveted. If something opened up, it quickly was snapped up by another business. So just an absolute thriving community.
So you came along in 2001. By that time, what did it look like?
Some people call it blight. I call it ruins, and it was just really beautiful for me. Braddock has always had this kind of malignant beauty that others would describe as blight, but I think it just showcases what was there and what happened. And I love the old buildings, even if many of them weren't viable as structures. It's just such this incredibly interesting place that is a source of perpetual novelty for me.
If I were to get a sandwich, if I were to want to eat lunch in Braddock, could I do that in a restaurant?
Not in a traditional restaurant, no. We don't have a place where you could just go in and get a sandwich and a Coke or what have you. It definitely lacks a lot of the basic amenities, whether it's commerce-related or recreational, that many communities would just kind of take for granted.
So why did you decide to move to the city, make a stand, and run for mayor?
Well, I originally got my start in Braddock as a program coordinator for an out-of-school youth program. Ultimately, these young people that I was privileged to serve and work with registered to vote, and I won the election by the absolute slimmest of margins by one single vote, primarily and only because of, actually, the young people voting.
Now, you've gotten quite a bit of ink, and not only ink, but digital ink on blogs and television.
Yeah. I joke I'm the octomom of public officials. I just won't go away. It's an embarrassment of media riches. And as long as it's productive with respects to promoting Braddock as a real quality place that's very deserving of assistance and hope now, then I will continue on.
Well, I want to ask you about that. One of the comments I read or heard was you saying that if you couldn't attract new residents and new growth, then you were basically failing at your efforts. So have you been able to do that?
Yes, we have. We have been able to attract new residents and community members. My approach has been looking to match individuals with these, old historic homes and buildings. The message definitely resonates with a lot of urban homesteaders, a group of people that, want to be a part of what I think anyway, a really authentic community building.
So what's a typical day for a mayor on the urban homesteading front?
Well, I don't really have a typical day, but I don't have a posse or a staff. I don't have people, so it really varies. It truly does. For example, yesterday I took two young men over to Lowe's Home Improvement to put in applications, maybe go out to the PennDOT and get a driver's license, planning, the next building acquisition. Or lately, certainly it wouldn't be unusual to have something media related. I think Braddock's useful because it can demonstrate what happened when there was no intervention and a region and a town and an industry was kind of allowed to fail. I see these cities that have this swagger like Charlotte and New York City, and it's like, well, what would have happened to these towns over the next 5 to 10 years if the banks weren't bailed out? What would the Mon Valley and Pittsburgh look like if the federal government stepped in and threw tens of billions of dollars at the steel industry to make sure that we wouldn't lose 250,000 jobs in a region over a couple short years?
Yeah. Mayor John Fetterman of Braddock, Pennsylvania. By the way, congratulations. We've heard that you very recently had a baby.
Yes, that's another way we're growing Braddock's population. my lovely wife, Giselle, and my son, actually a home water birth right there in Braddock, named Carl after my father. It's just a true blessing. He'll be about a month old.
So are you going to raise Carl Fetterman in Braddock?
Oh, absolutely. He was born there, and he's going to be raised there. This is my only address, and It's the only home I've ever owned, and God willing, it'll be the only home I've ever owned. This is, you know, really where I belong. It's a lovely place to be a part of. I'm very, very fortunate.
Mayor John Fetterman of Braddock, Pennsylvania, thanks very much for taking the time to be here.
Real pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.